My mother keeps telling me I need to trade in my coffee for tea. She says that tea is good for me. Both have caffeine, so what's the difference?
There are two reasons why your mother might recommend tea over coffee. One is that tea does contain less caffeine than coffee. This is because the amount of tea leaves used to brew a cup of tea is significantly smaller than the amount of coffee beans for a cup of coffee. The amount of caffeine, however, varies by type of tea and the amount of brewing time. As far as caffeine is concerned, in moderation, it's not bad for most people. The real reason people say that tea is more healthful than coffee has to do with antioxidant compounds called polyphenols. There is some evidence that the polyphenols found in tea can prevent cancer from forming and stabilize and shrink cancer that already exists. Polyphenols neutralize the atoms that change our normal cells into cancer cells. There is also some evidence that polyphenols are a preventive in heart disease. But the whopper is that you have to drink 6 cups of tea a day to get the antioxidant effect.
That all sounds good to me, but I still like my coffee. How about I drink coffee for my caffeine and non-caffeinated herbal peppermint tea for my polyphenols?
I forgot to mention that only green and black teas contain polyphenols. Actually, green and black teas come from the same plant, but green tea contains the most polyphenols due to the way it's processed.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and text Hillary Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Alice Lindemann in Applied Health Sciences. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.